Glory to God. This is part three of both and I'm just going to state the main point that I want to make, and then I'm going to try to explain. Here's the main point. Every person on the earth is where they are in the spirit realm, spiritually, and in other ways, through what they have said, what they believe, what they confess, what they, and their actions and so forth. But specifically, I want to focus in on what people say and what they believe and what they confess. And I want to emphasize, by the way, this is Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Everything in our most holy faith is sacred. When we find the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, everything changes. Everything makes sense. He can do in 1 second, in 3 seconds, what would take us 10,000 years. So really, any message should come back to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, God Himself, amen, God Himself, Jesus Christ. And that's what's going to be our deliverance, our healing. That's the answer. He is the answer. And as I've said before, we could give trillions of messages and books and videos and teachings and everything about this topic, and we would just be drinking one glass of water compared to all the oceans of the earth. Amen. I mean, so this specific message, I do want to make this point, but let's always remember to look at the big picture. And so that's why I want to emphasize to you today, the day that you listen to this message, you know, let's seek the Lord Jesus. Let's just give Him everything we have. He's given us our life. Let's give ourselves to Him, and it's what humans were created to do. But our old nature doesn't want to do that. We're so used to our old nature being in control and all that. Okay, so here's the point. Jesus said powerful words. Everything He said is powerful, eternal. Glory to God. He said, by your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. In parts 1 and 2, we established some really, really divine truths and revelations. This one, now we see, what I want to emphasize is the truths that Jesus Christ presents in the Gospels that we are fortunate to have. This is God speaking to us, and they're laws that apply to everyone in the world. So even those people who don't follow Jesus Christ, you know, whatever they say and confess, that's what they get. This is a powerful truth, and there's a verse in the Bible that it backs it up as well. But so let's say someone is some other religion of Jesus, following Jesus Christ is not a religion. They're in some faith, Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, whatever it is, and they say, well, there's a million gods and I serve them. That's what they get. If somebody says they're Islam and they worship Allah and the Prophet Muhammad is who they follow, that's what they get. If somebody says, I'm an atheist, I don't believe that there's a God, they get that. So with us as Christians, it's the same thing. If we say, well, you know, I Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but I just don't know if, you know, if somebody says, well, I don't believe in healing is for today. I think it's historical. Well, that they get that. That's what they receive. But let's keep this. This is a powerful truth, and it, Numbers 14:28 is the verse that really reveals it as well. And it says, "As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I shall do to you. I shall do to you what you've spoken in my hearing." So let's Holy Spirit, Jesus, reveal this to us. Reveal this powerful truth to us. Reveal yourself to us. Jesus Christ, God, the God of the universe, the Lord of all, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Show us your glory. We want to see the real you. In Jesus' name, amen.